Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring!
Hi everyone, welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. We're back in the studio in downtown Halifax.
Huzzah!
And with me is Jesse Harley.
Hello everyone, my name is Jesse Harley and I'm here in the studio with Reese Waters. Hello Reese.
Hi.
That's it. Thanks for listening to the show.
That's like full stuff.
So,
what do you have for us? I'm very curious.
Let's get straight into
let's
it.
Let's just dive straight in.
No small talk.
No small. Okay. So for you, it's small talk. For me, it's lube. All right. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Okay. I've got a question for you. What shape is the Earth, planet Earth?
I believe it is kind of an, I forget what the three-dimensional term for an oval is, but it's like a sphere that is oval-shaped. It's not completely spherical. It's actually like, it's a sphere that's been stretched a little bit.
It's kind of like bumpy as well.
It is, yes.
It's a very bumpy, stretched 3D oval sphere.
Yeah. Oh, I think I know where you're going with this.
So this episode,
it's going to be one of my favorite topics, I bet.
It's called The Deputy Mayor Who Thinks the World is Flat.
No fucking way.
Yeah. So,
all right, I'm down.
But before we go into this story,
this podcast was brought to you by a coffee crisp.
No, I'm going to bleep that out. We're not going to say coffee crisp because they don't pay us any money. So if you are a bar of chocolate and you would like to advertise on this show, we will eat you live on the air. Well, not you, your product.
Have you watched, speaking of this is the weirdest thing, just a different segue. Have you seen The Boys?
Yes.
Okay, so have you seen season 2 of The Boys?
Yes.
Have you noticed the product placements they've been doing?
No.
It's really weird.
Okay. Oh, Fresca?
The Fresca and the Almond Joy. Okay, so the weird things they're doing with products is they're introducing products on screen, they're talking about the products, but then they're putting the product down over and over again. Like the Almond Joy, and I'm going to say these without any spoilers, Black Noir comes in to a techie at a computer, if you remember, right? And she's eating an Almond Joy, and she turns to Black Noir, she's like, Almond Joy, and hands it to him, and he just picks up a garbage can and forces her to throw it in. And then later on, one character tries to another character meets at a vending machine and she's eating an Almond Joy and the other character's like, Oh, she's like, do you want an Almond Joy? And he's like, yuck, no, I hate those things. They're gross, right? Or something like that. And then later on, someone tries to kill another character with an Almond Joy because they have a nut allergy. And then they move on to Fresca.
And the cult introduce people with, you know, Fresca, and then they start trying to indoctrinate them in their cult.
Yeah. But the response to, do you want a Fresca, was, ew, no, that's awful stuff. Do you remember?
Yeah,
that was the response.
I guarantee they were like, we will promote your product, but you have to give us free creative control.
Hmm.
And we'll do that for anyone. If you allow us to put down your product live on the air, we'll literally do it for anyone.
It was so strange. Like, one of the characters literally ended an argument by saying, fuck Fresca. That was like, how is this okay with Fresca?
I think it's great.
I kind of want to do advertisements like this.
But it's being ironic.
Let me enjoy this coffee crisp. Oh, fuck. This is so goddamn gross. Why am I shoving it in my hole?
Do you want to know the worst thing about coffee crisp? There's no coffee in it, and it's not even crisp.
Right?
Yeah. It's actually quite soggy.
It's like soggy tea.
Yeah, soggy tea. That's what you call it. Idiots. Mm. Anyway.
Tell me about the idiot mayor.
The flat earth. So I was going to start off by actually, when I looked into this, I was like,
bizarrely, on the way here, I was actually thinking about flat earthers. There was like one of the documentaries on Netflix on flat earth.
Great.
It's like, you got to see it.
I don't want to judge people.
You should.
I don't want to judge.
In this particular instance,
I don't think you should judge a book by its cover. Or even its dust jacket. Because
ew, Kit Kat.
Stop eating Nestle products. It's very distracting. Right. So Canada has a long and illustrious flat earth history. Did you know that?
No.
So
I'm a little disappointed.
So in 1970... In New Brunswick, the Flat Earth Society of Canada was set up, and they maintained that a prevailing problem of the new technological age was the willingness of people to accept theories on blind faith and to reject the evidence of their own senses. And they wanted to promote critical thinking. The society chose to dispute one thing that the scientific Western civilization considers indisputable, namely that Earth is round. And their aim was to combat the fallacious defecation of the circle, to restore man's confidence in the validity of his own perceptions, and to spearhead man's escape from his metaphysical and geometrical prison.
Hold on, can we go back to the fallacious defecation?
Fallacious. I might have just read that wrong. What? Defecation. I don't even know what that means. To be honest, if you can use big words. If you can use big words and you think the earth is flat, there's something wrong with you.
Especially if you've got a mayor.
I know. If you've got a... this isn't the mayor. This is. But they kind of... The Flat Earth Society of Canada faded in the mid-80s because everyone was too busy watching the A-Team. So everybody moved on. Did.
Right, of course, yeah.
Exactly. But then it's made a resurgence.
So this was in the 80s. Okay.
This was in the 80s, but not the 1780s, not the 1680s, the 1980s.
I'm very glad you cleared that up for me, Reese. Thank you.
I often
get that confused.
So, and they also said their motto was, the earth is flat, any fool can see that. Which kind of rhymes a bit.
And it's kind of on the nose.
Any fool can see. Yeah.
If you can see that the earth is flat, you're a fool.
Like, exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, it's right in the name.
Even a fool. But as you well know, flat earth has made a major resurgence in the last 10 years.
Amazingly.
As I don't know, cosmic rays from space have made people more stupid gradually over time.
I'll go with that.
Sure. Including me. This was an article in the Edmonton Journal by a journalist called Johnny Wakefield. And the Edmonton Journal is a newspaper in Edmonton, as we all know.
Thank you.
So they had Canada's first Flat Earth International Conference, and 250 researchers and other attendees were at West Edmonton's Mall.
West Edmonton Mall.
West Edmonton Mall's Fantasy Hotel. Which I thought was in Disney, but it's not.
I've been there. It's quite a hell of a mall. I've even checked out the hotel. We didn't stay in it, though, but
Is it the really big one? Is it like a giant with a giant indoor?
It's a huge, huge mall that doesn't have a lot of stories to it. It's just very long. It's got an indoor skating rink.
Nice.
At the time, it had segways that you could scoot around in the mall.
Nice.
My brother and I went there expecting like an amusement park, and it's just a big fucking mall. It's just a mall that just goes on forever. You just want to shop nonstop. That's where you go. And it has a skating rink. Like, that's it. It's really not that impressive.
That sounds
It's a mall.
Sounds like every other
mall, right.
Yeah. With a rink. Anyway.
Just take three malls and stick them together. You've got the Edmonton Mall.
So this two-day conference had like all the things you'd expect from a typical conference.
And this
so
took place at the Edmonton Mall?
At the Edmonton Mall in the Fantasyland Hotel. So they had merchandise, they had t-shirts, they had name badges.
One of the fantasy hotels was Flat Earthland.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So one of the things they were talking about was the fact they were fed up of being portrayed as crazy, and they were looking at strategies to be portrayed by the mainstream more fairly.
Oh, all right. This was recent. When was this?
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Right. Yeah, it was 2 years ago. So the conference organizer, a guy called Robbie, he said, even if people are laughing at it, there might be one person that goes, huh, I want to look into that a little bit.
Just culling the herd.
And they were saying things like, the scientific community won't come clean because overnight markets would crash, universities would shutter, and people of faith would rightfully demand answers on other conspiracies such as evolution, the most famous of all conspiracies. Everybody.
My favorite thing about flat earthers is that if you ask them about other planets, they say those are spherical. The sun is spherical. Other planets are spherical.
No,
they don't.
No, that's what I heard.
I heard that.
Some of them say.
Of course, it doesn't surprise me that we get inconsistencies with their.
Yeah,
their. I think they facts.
My understanding when I was looking at it was they say things like it's actually a 2D object that is like dangled down to look like a 3D object in the distance.
How do they explain the shadow of the Earth on the Moon?
They don't. They don't. How do you account for satellite photography? Apparently they said that was just Photoshop.
Right, of course. Yeah. Teams and teams and teams of people being kept under wraps.
And why has no expedition been undertaken to scale the ice walls that trap us all in on the large disc? Because if you get to the end of the disc, you climb the ice wall.
But because the government won't let you. All of the governments of the world won't let you.
Do you know why? Because there's the 1959 Antarctic Treaty System that was designed to stop all people from climbing the ice wall.
Right, of course. Yeah.
Because heaven forbid that they fall off the other side. So anyway.
Right, let them.
So this is, so coming back, so there is a healthy movement. I say there's an unhealthy movement of flat earthers in Canada who have no sense of self-awareness or,
I'd say it's, I don't know if it's unhealthy. It's like, they're not affecting anything.
People choose in an alternative reality and then stick into it regardless of the consequences, despite fact in front of them, is one of the main problems today, Jesse.
I would argue that they have other unhealthy issues going on with them mentally, and that believing in flat earth is not what is causing
mental
issue. It's a symptom, not the cause. Okay. Yeah.
Well, they should probably have like just had some therapists on hand, because there were 250 people who needed help in 2008 in the Fantasyland Hotel. So to our story, the...
I can't wait for the angry emails we're going to get from Flat Earthers. like lengthy emails explaining how Flat Earth theory works, yeah.
I'll set the spam filter, it's fine.
No. Keep them. Bring them in. Turn them into songs.
Okay. We'll sing their arguments.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, cool. Yeah. As an R&B song. So on February the 5th, 2019, CTV reported this headline. Controversial Gatineau City Councillor questions whether the Earth is round. A Quebec municipal councillor who was already under fire for denying the existence of Islamophobia is drawing new scrutiny for recent comments questioning whether the earth is round.
Wow.
Natalie, a Quebec mayor. Natalie Lemieux of Gatineau, Quebec, created controversy last week after she told a reporter the word Islamophobia doesn't exist for her, even though she just said it. It's hard to deny the existence of a word you said literally two words ago. So she was stripped of her title as deputy mayor, quite rightly so. Hmm. But will be staying on as a councillor for Quebec's fourth largest city.
Wow.
So bad slap on the wrist. You don't get to be deputy mayor, but you can keep the job. Even though you so a local newspaper reported that in an online comment 2 weeks ago, she suggested that there is a conspiracy to eliminate evidence that the earth is flat. And she asked who decided the earth was round and why should that be believed? Who decided that? I imagine it was Justin Trudeau, probably. Justin Trudeau invented Islamophobia and then declared the earth was round. Bloody Justin.
Oh, while working at Foodland.
Yeah. Yeah, just get on with your life, Justin. Stop making up all these obvious things.
I don't understand. Like, what's the end game for these people who are trying to keep the facts away from... Oh, wait, no, I read that. It has to do with land. The more land we have, the more, you know, like... land's only profitable if you can rent it out to people. Like, and if people don't know the land exists...
So Mark Twain said, buy land, they don't make it anymore.
Right.
Oh, which is that's a good quote. I like that. Yeah. An aide confirmed Tuesday that she did make the comments. And she did say, she said Islamophobia is a problem invented by Premier Justin Trudeau.
She now, actually said this.
She did say this. Now, I got to let you know, when I lived in the UK, Islamophobia was successfully exported to the UK by Justin Trudeau as well, even before he was Prime Minister.
That's quite an overtake, but like an undertaking. Overtaking? Undertaking.
Yeah, to...
Over-undertaking.
So
that's impressive by Justin, in its own right.
I know. Like, yeah. I know. I don't want why he's wasting his time being Prime Minister of Canada if he can export
phobias.
Hate.
Like,
hate and phobia on an industrial scale. Anyway, so she said in this comment on social media, the first question to ask is, now that people realize it's possible that the Earth is flat, why do they want to hide the explanations that prove it? She also wondered how much money is diverted to NASA and said she does not believe anything on the news and prefers to conduct her own research.
I mean... to be fair, there is some truth to the news aspect that a lot of news media outlets are, you know, they're based on ratings. They're based on how many people get to see us, and the more sensationalist they can make the news, the better their ratings are. So, yeah, not unfortunately, there is some truth to the news aspect to it, but that doesn't make what she's saying true.
They're going to go, do you know what? I don't fully trust the news because I know sometimes there's an agenda behind that news. So, do you know what? I'm going to get real facts from this Facebook group from people I used to be in school with.
Right, yeah, exactly.
That's where the real journalism happens. Dave, who works works down the road.
Yeah.
He's been delivering some real hard journalism.
Thanks for reaching the middle of the episode. You know what that means. It's time for a special announcement. Sit back, relax, have some sherry, put on your robe, smoke a pipe, sit in your favorite reading chair, and get ready for a glorious audio bliss.
So she said the world is a stage and several actors are amusing themselves at our expense, thinking they're more intelligent than us.
Like we're talking like millions of people who are having to keep billions of people under wraps, like make sure that they know that the world, they think the world is round, because God forbid they find out the world is flat, because that would be
Well, universities would be shuttered, the economy would crash, and
right,
even though nothing really has changed,
no,
it's a NASA. They pump money into NASA. NASA is.
Do you know how hard it is to keep a secret from like? Just...
Also, the government is shit at keeping secrets.
They are. This is the most phenomenal secret they've ever kept.
I know, and it's just it doesn't make any sense. But anyway, the
I love talking about how much it doesn't make any sense.
But I want to go back to a thing. She prefers to conduct her own research. Now, if she builds a rocket, goes up into space with a camera and takes a photo and go, look, see, I told you, that's research. But her research is basically liking comments by people she used to be in school with. And I looked this up. I was like, it's actually really easy to prove that the Earth is round, if you ever need to prove it to a flat earther. So,
oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. It's called the Shadow and Sticks. And I think the name of the person who did this was Eratosthenes, and he did this in sometime between 276 and 276 and 194 BCE.
Oh wow! Oh my God!
This is a long time ago. He worked this out. And he used this method as well, not only to prove the Earth was round, but also to calculate the circumference of the Earth just from using two sticks.
I'm very curious.
So, like I said, cosmic rays from space making everyone stupid. This guy, from thousands of years ago, all he needed was two sticks. He worked out the planet was round and how big it was.
Well, maybe the planet was round back then, but it flattened since.
Yeah, maybe they let the air out of it.
Yeah.
So all you do is you put a stick in the ground,
yeah,
and you put another stick in the ground further away.
How far away?
I'm not sure. I didn't write that down.
But are we talking like miles? Or?
I think probably a good distance. And the idea is that the shadow moves as time passes. So if the world was flat, then two sticks in different locations would produce the same size shadow. But they don't. And that's simple proof that because the Earth is round, the length of the shadow varies depending on the latitude of the stick on the Earth.
I'm trying to visualize this. If the world were flat and you were put a stick on either end, and then depending on how far away the sun was in relation to the sticks, would it create the same direction? I don't know.
And then he measured the distance of those and also the length of the stick to work out the circumference of the Earth.
That's fascinating. And the distance between them. That's amazing.
New t-shirt. Aristophanes knew his shit. That's the t-shirt.
Just him holding up two sticks.
Just two sticks, smiling. It were only a few steps away from some of those beliefs, technically. Like, I don't know how many generations it'll be till they become a religion. You know, some of these things. You know, like 2,000 years in the future, will there be a Donald Trump on a crucifix? And he's treated like a...
Oh my God, like a Jesus. No. I remember
because he died and then he rose again.
Right, of course. Yeah, because of COVID. Yeah, that's how. That's when he died and rose again.
Yeah exactly.
Nobody could say that he didn't die.
And yeah, he did die. And 2 days later, they injected him with experimental drugs, costing over $1 million US. And he did rise and did campaign. It'll be like that. It's the sermon. And yeah, he did tear gas the protesters. And separated them. And did hold a Bible upside down. kind of thing.
That's great. I could listen to
and
that.
And he had many
day.
Children by many women. None of them loved him.
None of them his daughter.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, by his daughter.
And then Mike Pence built an ark. All that kind of stuff. Sorry.
Don't apologize for this at all. This is golden.
But you don't know what could end up being a religion in 2,000 years.
I love the flat earth thing. It's so fascinating. It's so, so fascinating.
It is fascinating, but also you're so disengaged with what fact. If you can't agree on what reality and facts are, then you can't. You can't argue. You've just got to go, well, that's your vision of the world and have a good life.
And the other thing is, like, let's say hypothetically the world is flat. Let's say that we have been lied to, right? Let's say that we've discovered in a like absolute proof that the world is actually flat. You know what I'd say? Neat. And then I go about my day. Like it wouldn't really affect me.
Well, that's it. I mean, to be honest, I'd
probably want to learn a little bit more about it than just saying neat and go about my day, of course. Yeah. But like, yeah.
I genuinely think it's more likely to be assimilation than it is flat.
And yes, no, I'm with you on that.
And you die and then you just wake up in the VR suite and take the helmet off.
Right.
And you know, like that, you know, you see it in like The Matrix and Rick and Morty, did all that stuff.
Of course.
Surely that's just as plausible. But that'll be a major.
I'd say that's more
that'll
plausible,
be a,
honestly.
That'll be a major religion.
Although, if that is more plausible, okay, so here's where we get a little mind-bendy. If it's more plausible that we are living in a simulation than the world is flat, which I agree with you, that it's more plausible, then if we are living in a simulation, then the world could easily be flat.
Well, maybe you just... maybe
because
that's
we're in a simulation.
Maybe that's level two.
So all these flat earthers have reached level two and we haven't.
I've got 97 gold coins. I get 3 more. And then I get
we let all the air out of
and
the
then
earth.
I got to jump up, grab a flag on a pole, slide down. And then
you've never played Mario, have you? That's not the song. That's
I just couldn't remember the song. It was some kind of 8-bit track. And then yeah, that's it. It's level 2. And then
and
you played too much Mario. Anyway, so this was the deputy mayor who is clearly...
tell us how you really feel, Reese. We're very scatterbrained today. We're both very tired.
We're both very tired.
This and is very a, scatterbrained.
This I've is been a, in work 16 hours.
Oh my God.
Luckily, I make podcasts for a living, so it's fine. So it's good. Anyway, so this has been fun.
Yay, fun. Fun things are fun.
We'll see you. I like fun.
Thanks so much for sticking around to the end of this long-winded episode and putting us in your ear holes just the way you like it. I have been Jesse, and this has been Reese. Hopefully, we continue to be Jesse and Reese. Boy, we're tired.
I plan on continuing to be myself until I perish. That's my plan.
That is also life my goals. Plan. Yes, yeah,
hashtag
exactly.
Life goals.
Thanks so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
How would you review that episode out of 10?
Oh, I'd give that a at least a 4.
Yeah, maybe 3.5.
Right.
Anyway. Thank you for listening, everyone. Just a summary, all the calls to action. They say put a call to action at the end of your podcast.
So I'm going to tell you,
buy t-shirts, subscribe, like, review, share.
That's way too much.
Social media, tell friends, listen more. Put your pants on.
Have some oatmeal, drink some water.
Inhale oxygen.
Get good sleep. Turn your television off and your screens off an hour before bedtime.
And remember to take the ear buds out of your ears and headphones off at the end of this episode. Don't just stand there listening to silence. It's not cool.
Well, I mean,
it's not cool.
It's not. Yeah, right.
It's not cool. You. So thank you.
Thank you.
This has been an outro. I think this is the kind of outro they would teach a budding podcasters. That's how you do an outro.
Right. Yep.
All
those things and more. Take vitamin C.
Call to action.
Action calls.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.